It is time now for our Monday morning wake-up call, a special segment each Monday morning at this time on an issue that deserves your attention, an issue you may not have heard about yet. We all know it's been a long, harsh winter. Wisconsin experienced its fifth coldest winter on record. But we aren't the only ones suffering from the elements. So is Wisconsin's sweet cherry crop. Door County growers have already lost most of their sweet cherries, though they hope the tart cherry crop will still pull through. Our wake-up call to tell us more about this guest is Matt Stasiak, superintendent of the Peninsular Agricultural Research Station, which has researched Wisconsin's cherry crop since 1920. Good morning.
Morning.
So how bad was this winter for the cherry trees?
It could have been worse. Usually when we get down to around 20 below Fahrenheit, we start to worry about bud survival. That's the flower buds that'll bloom and produce next year's crop. But there's a big difference between sweet cherries and tart cherries. Tart cherries are a lot more susceptible to those temperatures than the tart cherries are. So when we have a winter like this, we start to check the buds usually, you know, after the first real cold snap. And we look at them under a microscope and throughout the winter as we get those cold temperatures, we'll see how the crop is doing.
Yeah, so Matt, let me jump in. I might have misheard you. It's the sweet cherry that is more susceptible to the cold temperature than the tart cherry. Okay. And so what exactly is going on? What's happening to the trees, to the buds because of the cold weather?
Okay. Well, you've got the flower buds are all set there. They're set in the summertime, and they essentially sit dormant until the next spring. And they can be affected by a number of things, the vigor of the tree, the winter temperatures, drought conditions, whatever, anything to make those buds weaker. And where we see the most damage is when we have cold winters like this. It actually kills the flower bud inside the bud. In any cherry, whether it's a tart cherry or a sweet cherry, there's usually about 3 to 5 flowers in each bud. And that's what we're looking at. You know, the intercellular spaces freeze when the temperature gets cold, and we get tissue damage in there, and we actually lose the flower. And in some cases, the flowers, all the parts that you see are there, but the pistil or the anthers are damaged, so we can't get pollination.
Oh, so we already know from you looking under a microscope at, I guess, samples of the sweet cherry trees that these buds have been destroyed, and we're not going to have much, if any, of a sweet cherry crop out of Door County.
Right. Well, yeah, that's, you know, our samples are pretty limited to what we've got right here on the research station.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a pretty good test when we look at that and compare it to what we've looked at the tart cherries and the grapes and the apples.
And the tart cherries, the tart cherries look okay?
Yeah, they do. And that's the majority of that is what our cherry industry is. It's tart cherries. We do grow a number of sweet cherries, but that's mostly for the roadside markets and that sort of thing.
Right. And the tart cherries are what you're famous for. And those are the ones that are in high demand all over the country, aren't they?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So, when do trees, the cherry trees, the tart cherry trees for that matter, start budding?
The buds are gonna start opening, you know, after we get a substantial warm up in the spring. You know, like I said, those buds are set the year before, and that it varies from year to year. Typically, in our area, bloom. Or the opening of the buds and bloom occurs late May. So,
yeah, and so are there any other elements that you're going to be watching for in terms of the tart cherry crop?
Right. If for the tart cherry crop and our apples and any other spring blooming crop, usually the biggest threat is spring frost. When we're in that bloom period, or we're approaching the bloom period, and the blossoms are opening up. We've got to watch for temperatures. Not nearly as cold as we worry about in the wintertime, but if we're in the bloom period and we get to 20, 25 degrees or 28 degrees Fahrenheit, then you can, again, you have another threat to lose the blossoms, and then they're not pollinating and you don't get fruit.
Yeah, I remember that. That happened a couple of years ago. There was an early thaw, the trees bloomed early, and then there was another cold snap.
Right, right. And that was, that was probably the worst crop anybody could remember, and we're talking about, a generation or two back, so.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's not going to happen this year, we hope, right?
We hope, yeah. Well, that's what fruit growers deal with every season. Yeah. There's always a concern about spring frost, and there are some things you can do about that, especially if you're, first of all, it's your...
I'm sorry that we won't be able to go into those elements,
okay.
But
sure.
Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it. Matt Stasiak telling us about the sweet cherry crop in Door County, practically lost now, but the tart cherries look okay. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.